a song.
Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Kagun Echemba. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Kagun Echemba. Yeshua
Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Kagun Echemba. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Kagun Echemba. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Kagun Echemba.
Incredible!
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 Baleka, Suwa Ikwanabo. Ayame, Omoko Suwa. Ata Baleka, Suwa Ikwanabo. Ikwanabo. And it's our love, Lord, you are incredible, God. Incredible, God. Incredible, God.
Incredible God,
extraordinary strategies, impossibility specialist. You are seated in heaven, many at your bosom, incredible God. Shabbatata Saka. You are incredible God.
You know, sometimes when you eat food, you need to drink water. That's what we are doing. Are you with me? When you eat, you do what? You drink water.
Incredible God. Extraordinary
strategies. Anytime, listen to me, you have spoiled what we are doing. Anytime you play for me, don't do that. How does that add to our climbing? You are carried away. Let's go.
Something new standing here, so you can thank God for it. Clap for Jesus.
See the way Elijah is clapping. It's you I'm looking at, my friend. We didn't say stop. The two Elijahs don't want to clap. Don't stop.
Into that temptation, so reduce. Oh my God. Where else would you rather be? I have said it many times that I have found out that people like God, though, it's just that they have not seen the type. They have not, many since they were born, is lie that they are telling them. And they don't have any option. If some of them, if they had option, they would have been atheists. If they had option, they would have been Muslims. If they have option, they would have been many things. So some of them, especially them that is growing around this area, when they grow up and they can answer for themselves, they become traditionalists. Because the God we presented to them, he's not alive. He cannot show himself. But you remember the testimony of what happened in the book of Acts. That the men that were there when Jesus met them, they have to be established in the kingdom after a certain kind of experiences. So the scripture spoke about those kind of experiences. He said, of whom he showed himself what? Alive. Ah! Open your Bible and read it for me. Acts chapter 1 verse 4. Of whom he showed himself
alive
by many infallible proofs. Read verse 4. Continue. Read verse 3.
Verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive. After
what was your translation?
New King James.
It's close, but it's not there.
Verse 3.
Yes.
To whom also he showed himself alive.
See, it will seem as if present and show is the same thing, but it's not exactly the same. Have you been in class in primary school and they said, what's that your surname? Huh? No. Your surname is Aaron. Ah. Okay, they said Aaron Chuku Nonyelum, right? Chuku Nyer. And they now called your name. You now stay at the back and say, present. Is it the same thing with? They now ask you, you now come out to show everybody that you are there. There are some mischievous people those days in JS1. They used to answer for people. Your guys did it. At the back, you answer for people. You say present. They will say, who is saying present? As he was coming to the back, you see that there is nobody there. But when you show yourself such that it is beyond mere presentation, even men that doubted, he opened his hand and said, touch me. You can see that I have flesh and bones. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. Don't worry, you can be seated. That is the order of the things we believed. It is such that men enter into experiences robust enough to clear their doubts. It's not a bad thing to have questions, but if you search and seek God enough, He will answer all your questions one after another. And sometimes the question you came to God with, you have even forgotten it, because it's already answered. The ones you are crying for now are another. You have forgotten where God brought you from. That's why we need to thank Him. Are you with me? Don't leave my song that I stopped. Impossibility specialist. You are seated in heavens. You made the earth your footstool. You are incredible, God. Sometimes we forget where God brought us from. That thing is not enough. But how many of you started with us at Akabezem? They can be more than Oga. You were not there. Your hand is not strong because you came twice and disappeared. You are supposed to be doing like this, but you disappeared. The courage, because he disappeared. When matter strong, the guy disappeared. I salute people like God's love. I don't know, where is that motorcycle? Jesus. The road to that place we are doing fellow on. In rainy season, it's rainy season that time. Except you have conviction, you won't be there. You know, some people see how the grace of God is flowing through people like Jasper. You won't understand. Throughout that period, that young man comes from what? Every week. There are some people that live here, they don't come. It is in one of those meetings that the thing landed on him. Bam. When he led prayer next meeting, me, I know that he has carried it in me. I know. That's what he took and incubated. Oh, then he came to prayer and prophetic conference. Sonship conference. How many of you were there? He is going to come this year. You have not seen stuff. Anyway, some of you that we are attending, we tested a little bit. The energy and glory in that meeting was so intense that if we dismiss and tell people go, they refuse to go. Oga, after praying with us, you went to youth service, so you are not aware. Is the one we gave you that you went, we fill your tank. You are not with me. He went there, he did man of God and emptied the team. Came back a motivational speaker. He doesn't like my message. I'm not interested in you liking me. It doesn't profit me. It doesn't profit you. Who are the guys? You came to Sonship Conference last year. Were you there? Why are you raising your hand? Are you not the organizer? That's when the principality hijacked him. Of course, plans have been on ground. The first set of prayers, we have finished the first set of prayers and fasting. You are not aware. Probably somebody is listening to us online, is not aware. The second set of prayers is on. Even you are not aware. The third set of prayer and fasting is coming up. That one is, we shifted 1 week forward, so it will now be 50 days instead of 40. And it will be a chain prayer. Nothing happens until prayer goes on. You come to play. If you see program where they don't pray, it's play they came for. Nothing tangible can happen in your life now. Do you know how long human beings have been living in what has held them bound? Sometimes 10 years. And all of them will carry it and come to your meeting and want something to happen. Gloria, you have to be prepared. Some of you were in that meeting. Now we waved our jacket. There are certain meetings I can't wave my jacket. You have noticed, I don't wave it everywhere. The Lord give you understanding, because you have to, when you get into what we are doing, you become experienced, become skilled. You will know how dense the atmosphere is, and you will know how to proceed. Maybe one of those days I will teach you. Should I teach you people? Somebody is telling me to teach them on School of Ministry. When I teach you on School of Ministry, I will teach you practical. What will you take to the field? Have you asked yourself the question, why is it that every day I come here, the same thing happens? You think it's luck? Even if they led prayer well or they did anything, the prayer is to help you. Once somebody becomes consistent, rainy season, dry season, then there is something he knows. So whenever you come, one of the things you should learn how to do is to trace the shape and structure of the atmosphere that you have entered into. So you don't enter some atmosphere and start sharing your revelation. You are a foolish person. You enter an atmosphere that demons, principal, is sitting on your meeting, and you are busy sharing your revelation. You will go there you will live with the spirit of lust. As you are leaving the meeting, you left with anger. Bitterness that left you many years ago came back. As you are preaching, you don't know stuff. Let's not tell you. Once you encounter that one, don't preach anything. Don't teach anything. Find a way. You must have a key that God, pray, worship, whatever. Once the atmosphere is cool, even if you are saying, if you tell somebody you are blessed, they will go and say, Kai, pastor's ministration today is so wonderful. What did he say? He told me I am blessed and I believe it with all my heart. Another person will be shouting, I tell you, the demons will you say, I don't even understand what happened today. As I'm saying these things, small, small, you are blessed. It's a mystery. So when you start ministering, you can determine from skill and experience the spirits that are present, the atmosphere that is present, and the density of that atmosphere. So you can now know how to proceed. There are days the presence of God is there, but it's not that strong for you to do that. Has it not happened to you? You are feeling it in your body, but it's not in the atmosphere. Has it not happened to you? Sometimes you feel the anointing on your body. The atmosphere is not feeling that thing you are feeling. But there are days when the atmosphere is charged, you are not feeling anything. Things are happening. That is when you will understand that atmospheric pressure is stronger than the one that is inside. It's better you create the atmospheric pressure. That is why, let me tell you one of our major secrets. It is hard, but it's better to create, that's why we pray the way we pray, to create atmospheric pressure. If I give you mic to stand on this stage, that atmosphere will put pressure on you. There are certain things you can't preach here. All of us, we know you are off. We can't explain it. Even when you are correct from Bible, we know you are off. Huh? Right, come and take mic. What's the name of that book I saw you reading there? Because you can think I'm saying he's a motivational speaker and you think I'm lying. Bring mic so that his generation will hear him. What's the name of the book? See the way he's begging me. Are you not a man? Hallelujah. Okay, the reason why I did it this way is to bring us down, because what we are teaching is kingdom work ethics. Reduce your volume. Father, don't play. It's work and it's work. So I need your mental presence. Don't enter the spirit. Even though what people say entering the spirit is warm, they think it's just warm mystical and ethereal. And why is it that you are closing your eyes? Me, I'm opening my eyes, but I'm in the spirit. You are not. Why is it that you are squeezing your face? Touch your neighbor, say, stop squeezing your face. Me, I know how to squeeze my face, but this is not the time. Chibeze, smile, my friends. Kamento Rada Hasasalia. Okay. Everything we do here is by spiritual demand. Are you with me? And part of the reason why we go the way we go is to present, by the help of the Holy Spirit, a body of truth for the body of Christ. We understand that many people, when we started, we didn't know it's like this, but we now understand that many people follow us. Many people depend on our accuracy. Many people depend on our capacity to source wisdom from God. Are you with me? I've told you people that the fundamental grace that accompanies this kind of ministry we do is not making people to fall under power. The fundamental grace that accompanies it is wisdom. You cannot afford to do without wisdom. And this wisdom I'm talking about is not talk. sweet talk. It's not cunningness. It's a wisdom that is laced with all the characters of God. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Meanwhile, that we are teaching kingdom work ethic doesn't mean the power of God is not at work. For example, now, as I just said this, I was just saying this now, and I saw somebody that, I don't know whether he's online or offline, I saw somebody that has a pain on your right thigh here. A pain on your right thigh. Where is the person? Are you here, online or offline? Find out for me. The pain goes in the name of Jesus Christ. So, there is so much anointing that we have to calm down. I know you don't believe it. You better believe it for your own sake, because if you believe, it benefits you. If you don't believe, I don't lose anything. Jesus doesn't lose anything. You are the one losing. So we have found out that there is a balance that we need. Actually, that is mostly where we are coming from. And the tendency is for a generation, in an attempt to correct something that is wrong, they will now go to another extreme. Meanwhile, have you heard that two wrongs cannot make a right? So we have a generation that doesn't believe in work. They don't believe in labor. And false prophets and false teachers have used it to deceive many. Well, I believe the supernatural. So, in fact, I work in it. But, in fact, when a supernatural comes around your life, the things of God comes like a seed. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you don't understand that they come like a seed, you will not benefit fully from it. So, when you want to, you are dealing with God. You ask him, Lord, give me money, give me money. He will now answer you and give you like 1 million. A man that is not wise will not know that 1 million is what? The 1 million is what? It is not something to rejoice about. When you realize that it's a seed, then what do you do with a seed? So that means there is labor. Are you with me? If you see it as harvest, then there is feast. If you see it as a seed, then there is what? Let me bring it to the spiritual angle. When you meet some of us, we release impartation. Bah! Let me use that one that is common. If you don't understand kingdom dynamics, if you don't understand how the kingdom operates, Jesus said that the kingdom can be likened to a mustard, what? Which is the smallest. But when you plant it and you begin to labor on it, it will grow bigger than any tree that you expect. See, anything that is from God, the scope is eternal. So, if it came from God, you can't truly say it is small. To say it's small is to say that God is small. Are you with me? I have said this, and I think I'm just teaching what I've taught before I want to teach what I've taught before in a physical dimension. Are you with me? This is more like the physical dimension of stewardship of realities.
Because when we say stewardship of realities, people will just, they will just be in the spirit to see when my anointing is leaving so that I will catch it. You are joking, my friend. See, let me tell you, if you have not been able to keep your physical environment, the thing will come and leave you. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Because those things translate. When you are a spiritual man, there is nothing carnal and fleshly and natural and normal around your life. My Father in the Lord, we say that at that stage, you now live the supernatural naturally. And you live the natural life supernaturally. Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? This man is not yet with me. If you are not with me, pray in tongues. Because sometimes the reason why people are not with you is not because they are not saying simple things. It's because the frequency, the energy level. My man said that there is an energy level. I say it all the time. Many things in God is locked up in certain energy level. You must come up. It's a must. Are you with me? So, back to what we are saying. If a man is not taught on how to walk, then he will never benefit from many things that God has given to him. First of all, I have to establish some foundation. I feel like sitting down. No, don't worry. So that I will calm all of you down. Are you with me? Meanwhile, sometimes it's just consciousness. I was with some guys in a place, in a kitchen, somewhere. And I asked one of my friends, "Do you believe that the power of God can move even in this kitchen?" The people that know what is on board said yes. The person said, "Let's, of course, all we need is to just stretch forth our hands. Do you believe that even as I'm talking small, that the power of God is here?" "No, let's check." "No, don't believe. Why are you believing what you have not seen? Let's check now. Is it not true? Should we try? Let's check." So, it's just to convince you that the way we are quiet is consciousness. Give me 30 seconds. Open your watch. Look at 30 seconds. Close your eyes. You close your eyes. Let's use you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So there is consciousness. Is not. Are you now with me now? Pay attention. I know you like this one. By kingdom work ethics, we mean that there are correct way to view and respond to work in the kingdom. Write it down. And if there are correct ways, then there are incorrect ways. Are you with me? There are correct. There are correct ways. Anybody that comes before God without a jota is a joker. If you don't have a jota, you are what? Have you seen the old prophets? They will be on the mountain and then God will say, "Write this down." You see, when God says write it down, you now say, "Wait, let me go and find jota." Then the person is a joker. Wouldn't you like to meet the governor of this state? He now says, "Write down the things I'm about to tell you." You now say, sir, wait, let me go and bring my jotter. By the time you, if you leave the door, another person enter. There's no time. Are you with me? So, kingdom work ethics. Ethics is the right way to view, one. Number two, to respond to work in kingdom context. In kingdom context. In kingdom context. Are you with me? This is a fundamental balance that we need to bring. You see, as I was saying, you will never understand the purpose of grace until you know work. When a man encounters the real grace of God, especially the one that is at work inside, are you with me? If grace works inside, just give it time. It will work outside. And as a matter of fact, if you want to experience the fullness of grace, then you have to put that grace to work. Huh? Do you know prayer is a grace? Try it. One day say, Holy Ghost, I don't need you. I've arrived. Say after me, Holy Ghost, I don't need you now. Nobody said it. I don't need you now. I've learned how to pray. I've done prayer for many years. This year, God said, come, let me teach you how to pray. I was shocked. I've been saying we are in this business. That is why you would have noticed that the dimension of prayer ministry we experienced this year, I don't know where you find it. Oh, the things of God is as deep as God himself. So, let's take the prayer grace as an example. Are you with me? Now, you will not... Oh, my God. I feel the glory of God very strong. It seems as if two angels are holding my two hands. Hey! You have to allow us to go through this thing. Imagine if you have the prayer grace. Chugonya. Do you know that you will not get to the full import, the full capacity of that grace until you give yourself to what? Are you now seeing the point? When you pray for 1 hour, you will not realize, this prayer grace can carry me for 1 hour. You will now pray for two. Say, we can go for two. When we said 24 hours, some people said, Jasper said somebody sent him a message from the Abba Apostolic Center. He said that. He said, I hope I will not die if I come. I just told him, don't tell him more. Don't tell him. We have finished preparing his coffin. He can't miss it. If you are asking, I don't want to die, you are the people that need to. Anytime you are afraid to die, you are the one that need to die. The one that doesn't need to die is not afraid of dying. Have you not noticed it? They will jump into warfare the first. They won't die. If you see those people that are afraid of their life, they are the people that die easily. And in the kingdom, we only die when God signs it. Do you know how many times he would have died if God have not stopped Satan? Okay. Another thing you need to know is that work is a kingdom civilization. What? I'm not hearing you. Work is what? So, it means to work does not originate from us. Do you know? You know, some people don't like work. I don't want to work. This work is stressing me. This one. Work does not did not originate from man. It originated from... Let me show you. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Somebody read verse 2 for me. That's from my office. Don't worry, give her. Read verse 2 for me. If you are there, say amen. Amen.
And okay. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made.
Wait, oh. The Bible said on the seventh day, what happened? On the seventh day, God ended his work. I know you don't like work. I don't know whose image you are made after. You know, when people say, I am made in the image of God, the only thing they mean is just to do miracle and for things to be good for them. Part of what it means to be made in the image, especially, well, the image, that one, you are correct. But if it's made in the likeness, part of what it means is work. God works and is a hard worker. And if you are made in his likeness, what do you need to do? You will not just work, you will work hard. Now, people don't like hearing this dimension of God's character. The ones they need to hear is that the one that is shrouded in a light that cannot be approached. You need to understand the dimensions of him. When he stretches forth his hand, things are created. Now we begin to create things and call for things that we. If you really go behind and understand the process of creation, are you with me? One of the things you will notice if you read behind the lines, follow me now, is that it seems as if creation is not as easy as you thought. God was calling creation work. You are not with me. But you thought he just spoke. That is what weak and feeble men, natural, carnal and fleshly men think. When you begin to operate with God, you will find out that before God ever spoke anything, he allowed the cosmos to be subjected to a certain energy level before he ever spoke the first word. You came and say hand grow out and it didn't grow out. You feel that God doesn't want to cause creative miracle. No, it is simply because there is an energy level that causes that thing to come. When you contact that energy level, it builds in you a consciousness. And if it is an encounter, anytime you touch that consciousness again, you open up that realm. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the scripture said, and the spirit brooded upon what? The face of the deep for long. We don't know how long. And then God what? Said. Okay, don't just go and be talking. You have noticed your word doesn't carry power now. You think I'm joking? Oh yeah, come and do this thing I did. Come and do it for. Maybe you think this thing I did is. How many of you think it's luck? How many of you think it's chance? How many of you think it can't happen again? If you think it can't happen, raise your hand. Let me use you. You like this thing a lot. He wants me to do it. I'm just trying to tell you that it's at an energy level. So you can still be saying the same thing I'm saying and not having the same result I'm having. Are you getting the point now? So, let me explain to you how creation came about in a simple term. The word is that God walked creation. Are you with me? God what? Walked creation. That is why the dimension of the gifts of the Spirit that is consistent with creative is called miracles. Are you with me? The reason is this. Miracles are worked. Say after me. Miracles are what? You work miracles. If you leave miracles and hope that knows, is you that didn't know somebody worked it. You work what? Miracle. So there is work involved. If it is creative, then there is work. So the scripture said that God worked for how many days? That's not what the scripture said. You even want to confuse me. I have to go back to my Bible. Please have your own Bible. You don't have your Bible here. Raise your hand. We need to give you. Where is your Bible, my friend? That's how they have been preaching to you. See, if your pastor or your priest doesn't allow you to hold Bible, it's not doing you good. Because some of the things he's telling you, you have not seen it yourself. You just assume it's true. Only for you to grow up. And the things they told you is true, is not working. And you start doubting God and saying, God is bad, God can't do this. You have not, that thing you are saying God cannot do or can do or is like this. You might have not seen it in the Bible yourself. And you are swearing on behalf of God. You are swearing. You say you want to die for God. Meanwhile, you have not read it in your own Bible. Okay, don't die for what you don't know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some people say, I will die for Jesus. Don't die first. Read it in the Bible. It's when you read, you will now see. Then you will now be convinced by yourself that what you read is correct. Be the Berean Christian. Not to doubt and to argue and to throw it away and to be an atheist, but to reconvince yourself that beyond the words of the preacher, that the scripture testified indeed about this truth. The Bereans. As I teach, if you have questions, write it down and come and give it to Dennis. Are you with me? So, the right rendition is that God rested on the seventh day. So, if God rested on the seventh day, how many days did he walk? Huh? Your mouth is shaking. How many days? Oga, shout it. Come and give him mic. No, don't worry. How many days did God walk?
6 days.
If I say shout the name of Jesus now, you shout it. Shout this one. How many days did God walk?
6 days.
Very good. How many did he rest? Go and give that my man mic. Give him mic. He will answer a lot of questions. Okay, give the engineer beside her. If God, there are 7 days, God walked 6. And rested 1. What is the ratio of work to rest? We are in mathematics now. Huh? Give her mic. Let your generation hear your voice. What is the ratio of work to rest?
6 to 1.
Huh? Say it now.
6 to 1.
So that means you work 6 and rest 1. Give this man the mic. How many hours do you have in a day?
24 hours.
So, everybody do mass now. Do mass. If there is 24 hours, I'm trying to help your life. So you see, you have been wasting your life. If there are 24 hours in a day, and you are in the image and likeness of your God, If you know you are not in the image and likeness of God, raise your hand. Okay, if you know you are in the image and likeness of God, raise your hand. Raise your hand now. Hey, my wife for you, Shoma. Okay, so I'm talking to the right people. Do the math. The ratio is 6 to 1. How many hours are you supposed to rest in 24? How many? Okay, how many hours did you sleep yesterday night? You slept four?
No, three.
Okay, it's because of the warfare me and you fought. Before we fought that warfare, how many hours were you sleeping? Jesus, he said there is no specific hour. So you can run up to 12. You can run to 13 and 14. There are some people here, they eat early. You eat early. Raise your hand. You like eating early. It's actually a good thing. Ask my brother's intent. I warn them. You eat early. Raise your hand. That is part of the things we are going to solve. One of the reasons why you can't work effectively is because you don't eat early. How can you eat by 11 p.m.? 11? Except God give you... Wait. The only reason why you... Of course, there are conditions. Are you with me? I'll bring a balance. There are conditions. Like, you are staying in a condition where you don't have option but to eat around 11. Are you with me? But if it is possible, eat as early as you can. If you like, eat by 7. Or eat by 8. I understand that we are young. I'm telling you, I understand. If you are young, there are many things we do. For example, let me give you I understand. People like Victor, you know, we pass that part. If you fast a lot, one of the things you notice is that your eating schedule can be erratic. It is true. And if you do a lot of night vigil, your eating schedule can also be erratic. When I was young, I learned it from my mother. I was wondering why my mother eats in the night. It's recently that she stopped it. Those days, once you wake up, my mother is in the kitchen. The food she's eating is not big, but she will eat. I didn't know why. So me, I developed habit. If she eats, I eat. Wait. Meanwhile, I didn't understand why she was eating. It's now that I understand. If you see her praying in the night, it's like this. My sister. When you finish that thing, you need to eat. So that somebody speaking will not die. That's why. Are you with me? But it's still not ideal. So I'm going to lay it down for you. And then when I lay it down for you, we are going to come. There are 7 pillars that we will raise in work ethics. Say 7. Is it 7? 5, not 7. 5 pillars. When we raise that pillar, we can now stand on it and see. When we come to the first pillar is time management. There is no need to write, we are getting there. If we get to time management, the pillar of time management has 5 coaches. One of the coach there, Angel Michael. Let me not. Why did you look at me? Nobody knows who I'm talking about. One of the coaches is called... You are not with me. Are you with me? Pay attention. Pay attention, sister. One of the coaches is called time planning. It is not just planning as you think. What did I say? Time planning. And you cannot, but before we come to time planning, two coaches before time, because time planning is the, I think, the fourth or the third coach. Before we come to time planning, there is what we call in time management, prioritizing. But if you come to time planning, one of the things that happens in it is that you must have taken cognizance of what you need to do in a day. And the things you need to do in a day is a consequence of prioritizing. Is it not true? So you will now find them out and find out when and when do I do this in a day so that I will be effective. Let me give you an example. An elderly man told us, wise man told us, that if you do night vigils, you are giving to night vigils, praying in the night, make sure you take at least 3 hours sleep. Some of the time you are struggling to wake up, it's not demon, it's tiredness. My friend, you are tired. You are not a spirit, you are a human being. You are what? Wisdom demands you plan your time. That because I'm waking up by 1 in the night, I have to sleep on or before 10. Are you with me? So that I will gain at least 3 hours mileage. It's not as if demons will not stop you from waking up. Oh. Are you with me? But at least you know what is happening. You will be able, like, when we didn't have this sound, this gen, and we used to blame demon and devils for. By now, we would have touched our gen like 6 or 7 times. I'll just be looking at Victor and OJB all the time. It's not demon. Some of them is not demon. The gen is bad. That demon, we conducted a permanent deliverance on the demon. How? By buying a new gen. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can conduct a permanent deliverance on your night vigil when you sleep for at least 3 hours. You just did everything, and then you slept by 11:30, 12. You say, "Hey God, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up." If God doesn't wake you, blame him. My friend, yes, you are guilty. Many people here are guilty as charged. Huh? Are you not guilty? So you come and say, some people meet me and say, "Sir, I have been trying to wake up in the night." And I say, "Tell me how you run your day." You see, I just go to work, go to school, come back, eat, and then read my book, and then I will try to work. I said, "Tell me, write it down." I told her to write it down, and we found out she is wasting her time. Just like every other person. I will show you. The psalmist said in the book of Psalm chapter 90, he said, "Teach me to what?" When he said, "Teach me to number my days," what does he mean? Let's take it easy, step by step. So anybody that sleeps or rests more than 4 hours, it's possible you can. If possible you can, if you have gotten somebody that you can outsource your work, there are certain dimensions of your work you can outsource to people. For example, certain people have outsourced the spiritual work they need to do to their pastors. Is it not true? They outsource it to their men of God. So they don't do deep Bible study. How many times have we finished New Testament? You can finish New Testament once every month. Once every month. So you now outsource your spiritual growth to pastor. Pastor is trying his best. So pastor have covered that angle. I need to tell you that he's good though. So he has covered this significantly for you. So you don't need to do as much work as you are supposed to do there. A wise man won't know that he just bought time. Like many of you, to stay under this kind of ministry is to buy time, but you are not aware. What did I say? Some of the things you encounter in one meeting here will take you 2 years of consistent labor to enter. Do you know how long it takes to develop a consistent prayer life? Try it. Try it. You that is man of God and is struggling with prayer. You don't know. 70% of men of God. Pastor, am I lying? Pastors struggle with prayer. Is it not true? Sometimes it's their wife. Doc, am I lying? His wife. And when you allow your wife to be the one praying, you are outsourcing your spiritual authority. You come and say, the woman doesn't obey me. She doesn't like to stay under authority. You can't pray in the night. You can't do anything. So she should stay like this and demons should collect her children. And you know how it was. When somebody starts praying, God will give her more grace to pray. Meanwhile, priesthood falls on the man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't. If any time you start complaining that your wife, are you with me? Is no more submitting to you, and the reason is a spiritual reason. Check yourself well. If you do your duty well, and yet there are some women that are daughters of Jezebel, but I'm yet to see a woman that a man modeled all the symbols of authority and that woman does not submit. It's a lie. A woman naturally looks for somebody to submit to. That is her heart, whether she knows it or not. Why am I here? Jesus Christ. Hey, help me, Holy Ghost, help me. Let's get back. I've not even touched this thing. Are you sure we are going to finish it? This teaching is very long. Why? And I don't want to rush it. Okay? So, that word God in Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 is Elohim. Say Elohim. Elohim. That means Father, Son, and what? Holy Ghost. So, it means that work started from the Godhead. Are you with me? You are not with me? Work started from the Godhead. Are you now with me? Follow. So, if work started from the Godhead, then it's only natural that it should come to you. We'll get to there. We'll still touch all of them. And then the scripture said, are you there? Check, check. There is something that is attached. Somebody read it for me. Give the sister at your back to read for me. Read verse 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. There is something I want to show you quickly.
Genesis 2, verse 2.
Yeah.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
Now, when the scripture said that God rested from all his works, you need to understand what it means. Are you with me? See, there are three categories of work that God can do, or God has done, or God is doing. So, in this context, what God rested from is creative works. Say creative works. Say after me, creative works. So, as far as creation is concerned, God has what? Rested. But It doesn't mean that God has stopped working. Has he stopped working? Your life is a proof that God is still working. Anyway, we'll get to there. Now, there are three categories of work that God is involved in. Number one, write it down. Creative works. Number two, redemptive works. We're in number what now? Huh? Number two, right? Number three, conservative works. Conservative works. So when the scripture said, you know what is redemptive works? Huh? That is the work that God did in trying to redeem man to himself. And a greater measure of the redemptive work has already been accomplished. Actually, the redemptive work in God's own quota has been done. But in your life, it is not yet fully done. Until you mirror Christ. In fact, until creation is redeemed. The scripture says that even creature is subject to what? Bondage. Not willingly. But in view. The one that did it in view. That when sons manifest, they will liberate creation. So this is what happens. Your surrounding and the things that is linked to you, even naturally, the creature begins to respond to, should and must respond to your degree of alignment to the nature and image of Christ. Are you with me? So if you are becoming more like Christ, it should be affecting people around you. It should be affecting your business. It should be affecting the things around you. Are you with me? If we have more God-oriented and God-natured believers in this city, naturally, this city will look more like heaven. Without you saying it. Are you with me? You don't need to ask about crime, all those stuff. Who is involved in crime now? Is it not the person that the God nature is far away from? Now, even in seasons where everybody is not born again, yet everybody is still under the covering and the superimposing force of the new cargo that has been brought into the territory as a result of certain levels of alignment that sons have gained in the spirit. Are you with me? So naturally, creature and people begins to respond to the degree of their conformation to the image of the one that their spirit is being created after. Now their soul have to migrate to that level. That's not where I'm going. Are you with me? So when you need to understand, there is still work ongoing. That's why I needed to say this, even in God's context. So and when God was incarnated as Jesus Christ, he summarized everything he did upon the face of the earth as what? He called it works. In fact, the new creation reality teacher calls it what? Calls it what? The finished works of who? The finished works of who? You are not saying it well. The finished works of who? And it means that everything Jesus came to do was work. It's you that is not seeing it as work. The day you begin to see your life every minute as work, that's the day you become serious. Do you know I'm telling you, kingdom work ethics. Kingdom work ethics comes from a foundational understanding that every single minute of your life should be dedicated to work. Is you that think is when you labor for somebody, that slave you are doing from 8 to 9 is your 9 to 5 is your work, you have missed it. You have missed it because you can stay under somebody from 9 to 5 and you have never really worked in kingdom's scope, because your destiny is still lying fallow. Are you with me? You are not with me. Remember, I'm not just the normal man, the motivational speaker can just be teaching you work, how to work for your boss. That one is good if it has a bearing to achieving the destiny for which God have sent you upon the face of the earth. It becomes a slave. You are bought under a slave trade if it doesn't lead you to the achieving of your destiny upon the face of the earth. The effort you are putting there is wasted. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Is God helping you? So, I have to make this clear. So, let me show you. John chapter 5, verse 17. Be fast. John chapter 5, verse 17. I need to show you in the New Testament how Jesus walked even when he was here. John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 9, verse 4. Be fast. Read for me. Be fast. Very fast.
John chapter 5, verse 17.
Mm.
But Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk."
So Jesus still stand. Jesus is saying here, because of time, Jesus is saying here, "My Father, what? Up till now." I thought we read just now in the book of Genesis, and we read that God have rested from all his works. No, Jesus is lying. But the scripture said here, "And my Father walketh up till now." So that is why I need to clarify the category, the dimension of work that was fully done when the scripture said that he rested from all of his work in the book of Genesis chapter 2. Are you with me? But Jesus himself, from the horse's mouth, is now telling you that my Father walketh, and the consequence of the Father still walking is that the Son will continue to walk. Are you with me? The only time the Son stops walking is when the Father what? But the Son said up till now what? Father walketh. Actually, burdens are products of the project and work that heaven is doing. Are you with me? Heaven is doing work, and it comes upon our hearts as what? To drive us. Those burdens drive us to accomplish things on behalf of God. Now, it is what God wants to do that he now puts in your heart in spiritual context. And I need to tell you that burdens doesn't only lead you to prayer. Burdens can also lead you to make money. Are you with me? There are people in this world, you can only reach them with money. Somebody is not going to school. Nothing is happening. There is a ghetto you will reach. Boys there never shop since morning. And you are saying God is good. The greatest God is good you can tell those people is to cook jollof rice for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Make boys what? Shop. Say after me, make boys what?
Shop.
When you now return and tell them God is good, they say, "Kai, this your God. There are many gods we have seen here, but this one is what?" When a young lady meets you and tells you that there are three men that want to sleep with her, so that they will give her school fees. And you say, Kai, the devil is a bastard. Say, how much is that your school fees? He say it's 30,000. Say 30,000. Stop saying ha ha ha. People have done worse for less. You have not been under pressure. Go and thank your God, my friend. We have heard story. If you hear our story, you might backslide though. Don't pray to know too much sometimes. It's capacity that makes us know what we know and still be normal. If you know what we know, you won't preach well. You'll be preaching your trouble. You know what makes your pastor preach the wife? Are you with me? You are not with me. Pastor will stand on the stage and preach the wife. Preach the children and preach some church members. And what he watched on movie last night. And what Masob. And you know that kind of thing. What they read in newspaper. That's what he's preaching on Sunday morning. Is lack of capacity. If somebody anger him, he will carry it and preach. If he's passing on the road and he do like this with one small guy with his bike, and the guy say, okay, if I will break your head, Oga, you will carry mic and say, his preaching will change that day. You say, young men of nowadays, the Bible said, children, obey your... Now, that is not what the... I'm not saying it's bad, you are not with me. It's good, but that is not what the Holy Ghost is saying. The man lacks the capacity to harness his emotions. Okay, your father suffers it. Even if you say no, me, I know he is, yes. He's not your father, our fathers. Oh, I suffered as I suffered. No, you didn't suffer it. Did you suffer it? Pastor, you will not greet me on this one because many pastors, you guys are guilty. Kai. Is lack of capacity. Do you know what is happening to Jesus? He will just carry it like this. Do you know what God knows about you? He still keep calm. I want to be like God. Me. God helping me, I want to be like him. I have been training myself for this for long. I used to tell people sometimes, you don't know what I know about some of the people here. If I tell you what I know about them, you will shock. I will now keep quiet. So I will now come and tell you it's 5 years' time. It's a product of what I know. Stop nodding your head. You don't understand. You, do you understand? Why are you laughing? Read the next one.
Chapter 9, verse 4. I must walk the works of him that sent me.
Mm-hmm.
While it is day.
Did you write it down? John chapter 9, verse 4. Yeah.
While it is day, the night cometh
when no man
can walk.
Did you see what is happening there? Jesus, his father is walking. Now he's walking. He said, I will walk the walk of him that sent me. When? Hey. When? Oh. So there is time to walk. Oh. I thought you can just wake up any time and walk. Remember, this scripture can be interpreted in three broad aspects. Majorly, what Jesus is talking about is that there are seasons in his life. Every man has what? Seasons. Try it. When you are 60 years old, come and be praying with us like this. That's what I mean. I used to respect my mother. You have seen her now. Do you know how old she is? She's like me. Her age doesn't show in her body. You will never use her body to know her age. She is older than many of you people's mothers. I'm telling you the truth. At least somebody that gave birth to somebody that is 30 something, you won't believe that she's that old. Is this day she's now getting old and you are now 60. I went for a missions conference at Enugu January 2017. We finished prayer and prophetic conference at Mpo. And then I went for missions conference. And the P came with anger. Those were the days he was teaching us the seven mysteries of the East. That thing saved my life. I've been trying to teach that thing. God has not allowed me. The seven mysteries of the East. But let me give you for free one of the things he told us. He told us that the cherub that fell from the east side. Yes. Take it for free. The cherub, thou art the anointed cherub. That what? The cherub that fell from where? There are seven. Okay, let me give you one more so that you. These ones I can prove it from the scripture. I will now leave the rest for later. The scripture spoke in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, right? He said that the river that flowed out of the temple, signifying of the anointing, flowed out from where? The east gate never struggles with the anointing. That is why you cannot prove your call here simply on the basis of anointing. Are you with me? It's normal thing for an Easterner to be anointed. That's why they don't respect each other now. You are anointed, me I'm anointed, so what is there? His anointing is only, his anointing is, his anointing is, his power is only. How did I get here? Now lie. This one lies east gate. Oga. Huh? Okay, so he called out. Thank you. You are the one. This one is still telling me the seven mysteries. He lies here. Hey, I know justice. We go and research the east good. You know, when people speak, your interest is what you hear. You think all of you is hearing the same thing? It's not true. Your interest is what you hear. So when he began to teach us, he now told us that we need men that will invade the campuses. And when he roars, my dad is a lion. Actually, that's where we got this thing. Yes. If you are asking how did God make me, I followed that man. I drank every single thing he preached from 1999 to 2015. Everything. Some of his messages, I listened to it 2,000, 3,000 times. One. I know you don't believe something. You think people just arrive. Na lie, yo. Nobody just arrived anything. Nobody is lucky. To think people are lucky, you are a foolish person. You are very foolish. You are very foolish to think people are lucky. That you just started hearing about the person doesn't mean anything. It's years and years of when there are days, oh, we are many that are left. Some gave up, some continued. At the end, they counted people that finished. We were not many. Anyway, they counted people that want to start because, are you with me? There is a way this race is. You run the first one to qualify for the second one. How many of you have seen Olympics? There is what we call qualification races. Before you now qualify for the last one. He now called out young men that will invade the campuses. A man of 60 years old came out. You might say, hey, Oga, go back to your seat. Hey, tell that man to go back to his seat. You think he's fighting with the man? That's where this thing came from. When he finished, the next moment he's now smiling at you. You will now wonder, oh, it's really happening. We tried for long to understand the man, we didn't. Just as you are trying to understand me, it's hard. When he ran, all of us entered inside the seat. Oh, we can't explain it. It's spiritual. Why? He said, oh God, what have you been doing when you were young? Now you are 60 years old. You want to follow young men to be jumping fence. This work now is not for the old. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is that there are things you cannot do in the night. Even Jesus said that he need to walk in the day. If Jesus needed to walk in the day, I think you needed to also what? Walk in the day. Read the next one. Then you will understand fully. Think we might have to stop here for today. John chapter 11, verse 9a now. 11, 9a.
John 11, 9a.
Yeah.
Jesus answered.
Yeah.
Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not.
It's enough. What I need is, Jesus said, in case you don't know what is day, Jesus said, are there not what? 12 hours in the day. So actually, from Jesus' mouth, what you are supposed to walk in every 24 hours is 12 hours. You must give every 24 hours what? You must give every... When I know the count them now. Any day I didn't succeed in doing it, I feel guilty. I feel like I robbed my generation. I robbed myself. I feel like I robbed God. Because you can gain back many things. One of the things you can't gain back, except by the help of God, is time. And actually, when you want to gain back time, it will take more labor. It's not as if it comes free of charge. If you have done what you should have done 3-4 years ago, you might not need to labor like this. Is it not true? There are parents that are still training their children and they are 60-something years old. Why? Some of them did not do what they are supposed to do when they are young. You are not hearing me. When they are young, they are doing many other things. How old are you now? You are old, my friend. Anybody that is more than 20 years is an elder. John the Beloved, do you know how old he was? Huh? He was a teenager. And he was counted amongst the apostles. This one is still counting himself as a young. Sometimes he will be praying, he will be thinking in his mind, let these big people be praying. Stay there now. Run your race, oh. Turn to your neighbor. Say, run your race, oh. He's not hearing it. Say, run your race, oh. While it is still day. The night comes. If you refuse to walk in the day, you will not have to walk in the night. Every man that refuses to walk in the day now have to walk in the night. Sometimes I'll be on missions and I will see elderly people. They will say, Kai, they want to pray like me. I will dodge you. They say they want to fast and press into God like me. The person I'm looking at is 50 years old. It's not me that will kill somebody's mother. It's not me that will kill somebody's father. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't come in your night season and begin to walk. That is one aspect. Another aspect is also 6 in the morning to 12 in the evening. But that is not too important for a young man. A young man, what you are interested in is every 24 hours, give you 12 hours of work. Because we cannot generalize it. There are people that are more effective in the night. Huh? And less effective in the day. There are people more effective in the day than in the night. You pray better in the day. Pray in the day now. That they are saying IVG, you should not go and cage yourself. Huh? Pray in the night, but don't kill yourself in the night. Don't do competition with people like my mother. Hey, don't try it. Say, don't try it. Even if my mother comes back from her tanny, buys yam, offloads it with the mud in her hand, she will still pray. Whether she eats, she will still pray. Night, she will still wake up and pray. You are not with me. Whether she is sick, she will still pray. My sisters are here and my siblings, so they probably tell better story than me. If she is angry, she will pray. If she is happy, she will pray. It doesn't matter what is happening, she will still wake up and what? You want to do competition with that one? His grace that powers that one. Her own is beyond the kind of grace you think. Her own is horn. In fact, it's no more horn. It's a throne. When you interact with her, you receive blessing from that throne. My God. Me, I believe I'm just continuing her prayer ministry. That is my own belief. Because I saw her when she was crying. I was small. And she said, lay a burden of prayer in my heart. I went and prayed with her. This is where I found myself. When anointed people are praying, be careful to pray their prayer points. Because it will manifest. So when I come and I tell you to pray, Spirit of the living God, break me. Mold me. And then the Holy Ghost is breaking you. You are crying. You are telling God, remove me from break me. You are the one that prayed for it. God is answering your prayer, my friend. Or you don't believe even your prayer. I think we need to stop here. Ask God to give you the understanding of how important it is to walk. The scripture said that even your salvation needs work. He said, walk out your salvation with what? And trembling. If you want the supernatural to manifest, it is still work. If you want money to come, it is still work. If you want your marriage to succeed, it is still what? Work. It's work. If you want your ministry to move to the next level, it is still work you need to do. If you want your academics to improve, it is still work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What you need to do is that God will grant you the understanding of the dimension of adjustment you need to do in your work life. Because whether you work in the kingdom is not debatable. Do I need to increase? Do I need to work smart or hard? Do I need to work both smart and hard? Where am I missing it? Because I know if I work hard, the thing will manifest. Give me strings. Let's get a ventilation. Let's get ventilation for the next 2 minutes. Cry to God. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, help me. Help me, Jesus. Show me, Jesus. Cause me to understand. Satan is robbing you. He's robbing you because you don't know that it takes work for you to take the full delivery of what God has ordained for you. Friday 28th of August, we have our 24 hours. Starting 12 p.m. prompt, and then we'll end 29th Saturday 12 p.m. See, let me tell you, these are the things you should be happy about. You will gain mileage in your life. Let me tell you, I'm telling you the secret of how to move forward. People will look at you, look at people like us, and think they are catching up, only for them to realize that the difference between us and them is too far. This is the secret. When Elijah bent his head like this, it doesn't matter who is running ahead of. See, me, I know a secret you don't know. It doesn't matter who is running ahead of me. I'm not interested in people. I'm interested in what is happening. I've learned Elijah mode. I prefer Elijah mode. Now, you can join the chariot of Ahab to Jezreel. It looks fast, but when you stay, before Ahab will be in Jezreel, you are there waiting for him. Are you with me? You will find out that the people that thought they have gone ahead of you is just a waste. Stay with Jesus. You will recover the time you lost. Another thing is that our sonship conference is coming up on. Amen. Amen. From the 22nd to the 25th. There is a change in date by 1 week difference. It used to be 15 to 18, but it's now 22nd to 25th. There is a very important reason why we have to adjust. Maybe by the time we unveil